Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Reverend Lawrence Thomason returns as my guest, and he has a new song. Here it is. He's coming back, and after the song, we will speak with him in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
In the 14th chapter of John, Jesus said, I come to prepare a place for you. To prepare a place for you, I will come again.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Yes, he is.
The fight. He said he would.
I don't have no doubt about it. He's coming.
He's coming back.
Yes, he is.
He's coming back.
Just like he said.
The fight. He said he would.
Listen, listen. He's coming back like a thief in the night. When the trumpet sounds.
Oh!
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to welcome back to the show my good friend and frat brother. That's right, the Reverend Lawrence Thomason. Welcome back to Real Gospel, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show. We praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Amen. Amen. And so it's good to catch up with you. And it's also good to know that you are still cranking out great gospel music. And so we'll talk about the new single in just a second. But for those who don't know who you are, like I always say, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up, and where you first fell in love with Jesus.
Well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I attend Olivet Church. I used to go there when I was a little boy, singing in the choir, you know, the little youth choir they had there.
Yes.
And I kept on growing up singing in the church. And then I joined a group called the Johnson Ensemble. I sung with them about 15 years and I left them and came over to Temple Church here in Nashville, where Dr. Michael E. Gray is the founder.
Yes.
But right now, he's deceased, and
Pastor Darryl Drumright.
Drumright.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
the pastor,
correct. Yes.
Of the temple. Yeah, yeah.
He's
the shouts
out to Pastor Drumright. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so I used to direct the choir over there.
Oh.
And when the Lord, when the Lord called me to minister in preaching, Pastor Graves told me, Lawrence, it's time for you to leave the choir. You're on the top floor now.
Wow.
He said you was in the basement when you were directing the choir. Now you're on the top floor. Your ministry of preaching will take you to another level. And it did.
Wow.
But I still kept the singing going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a brief story. I think I told this once before. So while I was in church one Sunday morning, Pastor Gray told us to write down everything or anything that we want the Lord to do for us. So I wrote down, I said, Lord, I want to ask. And I want this album to bless soul. And I want every ear to hear it be blessed. Every hand that touch it would be blessed. So we put it in this big pot. Yeah, the big pot. Because Reverend Gray will always do something different at temple. We weren't like the average church. We always did something different. So we put it in this big pot. And so he said, I'm going to pray over it. My brother, a week went by. And I had to sing at a wedding. And when I got to sing at the wedding, the preacher told me, Mr. Lawrence Thompson, ooh, you touch my soul.
Wow.
I want to do an album on you. I said, what? Now, I wrote this little note saying, Lord, bless me with an album. And tears were flowing from my eye when I wrote the note. But I didn't know it was going to happen that fast. So I said, thank you, Jesus, Lord. I'm like, well, wait, brother, wait. God was not through. See, when God do things, he does things different. Am I right?
You're right.
He bless you, and he'll bless you again. But after that, I said, thank God. So I was laying down in my bed one night, reading my Bible, trying to go sleep. And a friend of mine called me and said, hey, Lauren. I said, hey, how you doing? So what you doing? I said, I'm trying to go sleep tonight. He said, I want to do an album on you. I said, wait a minute, don't play with me. Do not play with me like this. He said, I want to do an album with you, and I got the money to do it. Now, listen, I ain't called nobody. They called me.
Wow.
The Lord sent them to me. I said, well, I already got a sponsor. He said, I don't need their money. I'll do it myself. Brother,
wow.
Let me tell you what God will do. Don't make me shout. I'm on the phone.
The
man gave me a blank check.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
I didn't use but one sponsor. Gave me a blank check and said, write out to whatever you need it to be to do your album.
Wow.
That's how God worked. So that been years ago when I did that album. So I just only used one of the sponsors. Hear me.
Wow.
But God was still blessing me. He was still blessing me. I got nominated for a Grammy for that album. And I got, but just everything started open, doors started open everywhere for me to travel. And I traveled with Bobby Jones, and I traveled from the city to city and just all over the United States and country, Italy, Spain, Japan, just traveling. God had blessed me. But I'm going to end it right here. So I was singing at a, let's see what I'm saying. They were having something at a hotel, you know, for a pastor. I think it was a roast for a pastor about 2 years ago. And so when I got through singing, the guy who spoke, who heard me sing at the wedding was there. And I just said one word, are you ready to do the album? He said, yes.
Wow.
And this is the album that's out now, Going to Church.
Wow. And Going to Church is it's a powerful, powerful album. My hat's off to you.
God.
You have really just raised the bar. I mean,
well, God did that, not me. Yes. I'm just the instrument being used by God.
This is something else, my brother. You know, he's coming back. Talk to us about this new single you have out.
He's coming back. He's coming back. He is coming back. Believe that.
Yes,
he is.
You
know, most songs talk about, most people put out songs talking about how good God is and how he blessed them, how he makes a way, how we should hold on to God's unchanging hand. Am I right about
it? You're right about
it. They're talking about how we should trust in the Lord. But very few people put out songs that he's coming back. Preachers don't even preach about he's coming back too much. Am I right about it?
You're right about it.
Yeah. So the Lord inspired me to put that song on the album, written by Austin Moore, the drummer of the who played drums on the album.
Okay, I know Brother Austin Moore. Yeah,
Austin Moore wrote that song.
Yeah,
he's coming back.
Yeah.
So
newly wedded Austin Moore. By the way, shouts out to Austin Moore.
Yes. Shouts out to my brother Austin Moore. So, people need to realize and need to expect that God is coming back. Yes, he's a miracle worker. Yes, he's a problem solver. Yes, he'll open doors that no man can see. Yes, we can trust him. Yes, we can lean on him. Yes, we can depend on him. Yes, we need to realize that God is the head and we are the instrument being used by him. But we need to also realize that he's coming back.
Amen.
Am I right about
it? You're right about it.
He is coming back. He's coming back for his people. And we all time forget that or don't preach about it. And the signs or times are telling us. And I say it in the song, children against their parents, wars and rumors of war, earthquakes in diverse places, sickness all the land. These are the signs that God is telling us that he's coming back. And he wants his people to get ready and get their house in order and get their business fixed and get to know him. Not only trust him, but realize he's coming back for them to take us back with him to heaven.
Amen.
And that's what that song talk about.
Amen. That's
he's coming back, and we need to
truth.
Expect that.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. So when you penned this, what was going on at the time when you decided to write this?
I didn't write it. Austin Moore wrote it.
Austin?
The drummer.
Okay.
Austin wrote the song. Well, this was happening. Derrick Lee, one of the great producers
yes.
of the world.
Yes,
he produced the album. He said, Lawrence, I need another song. So we had about 7 songs.
Shouts out to Derrick Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to my brother and my friend, Derrick Lee. He said, Lawrence, we need another song. I said, okay. I said, let's check around. So we checked around. And he said, Austin Moore just sent me a song. He said, I really like it. And we both listened to it. He said, it's upbeat, hand clapping, foot stomping, tambourine throwing song.
Wow.
And he said, I like the words. And I said, I do too. And so we put it on the album. It was the last song we put on the album.
Wow.
He's coming back. And then I got to thinking about the words of the song. And the Lord was saying, yes, I am coming back, Lawrence. And I want you to let the people know that.
Wow. Yeah.
So we were having a struggle with the album, another thing. Because COVID had stopped a little bit of everything. Am
yes,
I right?
You're right about that.
And it even stopped my album.
Hmm.
Because my album was supposed to have been out 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
And I was praying and upset about it. I said, Lord, why this happening? I said, I just released this album. And it ain't going nowhere. It ain't doing that. And the people who were doing the distribution told me, but Lauren, we can't release your album because of the COVID. And you ain't got nowhere to go anyway. Because everybody's at home.
That's true.
If we release it, you can't go nowhere. I said, you're right about that.
That's true.
And so I said, well, Lord, I'm putting in your hand. This is your album. You do what you want to do with it. And so he found the time to release it now. So, because I left it in the Lord's hand.
Amen.
I said, this is your album. This is not me. I'm just the instrument being used by you. You do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it.
Amen.
And he did it.
Amen.
And now I'm on the charts, Sam.
Yes, you are.
Back.
Yes,
and
you
we
are.
Thank God. See, only God can do that.
Yes.
And see, this is the prayer that I prayed, I think about 30, 40 years ago, to be mm-hmm. honest, about 30 years ago, that I prayed that the Lord would bless me with the album. Mm-hmm. He had blessed me with all the first album. He did. But this album is a continual of the blessing that he gave to me.
Amen. And it's doing well. And shouts out to Jeffrey Wilford for for connecting this. You know, he's a great guy.
Yes, he is. He's a good guy.
So, yeah, he's his...
My promoter and everything, yes.
I've watched his career continuously be enhanced by the Lord. So I've been playing some other songs on your CD as well. People love your music. So name some of the other songs on this project and just talk about some of those songs.
Okay. Derek Lee wrote the song By and By. Mm-hmm. I like By and By.
I love that song.
Yes,
the listeners are familiar with it because I play
it. Good Pentecostal shout at the end of it. Dear Lee also wrote Holy Is Thou God. Mm. Now, I think the young folks like that. Holy Is Thou God.
Yeah.
And let's see. Peace About It is one of my favorites on the album, too. It's a slow song. I was going through some problem on my job. You know, you had problem on your job.
Mm-hmm.
And you had problem at home, too. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. And I was upset and I was crying. I said, Lord Jesus, help me, please. Why am I having this problem on the job while I'm trying to do this album? You know, we were getting songs in and I was rehearsing, doing things like that, you know, and trying to get the song together. And Derry Lee said, Lawrence, I got this one song I want you to listen to and see what you think about it. And the first day I listened to it, I said, yes, Lord, this is the song. He said, what you mean? I said, I'm going through some problems, and this song is ministering to me. I don't know what it's going to do to anybody else, but it sure is ministering to me. It's called Peace About It. So the struggle you're going through, the problem you're going through, turn it over to Jesus and let him give you a peace about it. Don't worry about it. Don't get upset about it. Just turn it over to the Lord, and he'll give you a peace about it. And the Lord did that for me. Mm-hmm. He gave me peace of mind. He gave me peace in my heart, peace in my spirit. About the situation I had at the work. The song ministered to me, and I thank God for that. And then I got another song called that Go to the Rock, the one I wrote myself.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a rock that's higher than I, and we're talking about rock is Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You can lean on him. You can depend on him. He's a shelter in a time of storm. Go to the rock. Rock of ages, cliff of me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hide myself in thee. I wrote that myself. And so the people like that one too. Then I took an old tune and mixed it up with another tune. God Never Fails. DeWitt Johnson wrote that. He wrote the first part.
The minister DeWitt Johnson. Shout out to you, sir. Yes.
Yeah. DeWitt Johnson wrote He Never Failed Me. And so I said, well, let me put another little song with God Never Fails. And then DeWitt wrote a song for me too. We're doing it as a duet called He Straightened Me Out.
Wow.
That song's talk about how you were going on the wrong road, doing the wrong thing, and saying the wrong thing, going the wrong places. And then Jesus came into your life and straightened you out.
Mm-hmm.
So it ministered to me too, because a whole lot of people have not accepted Jesus Christ into their life. And then when you accept Jesus Christ into your life, he will straighten you out. He will put you on the right road. He will open doors. He will close doors. He will make a way out of nowhere if you just let him come into your life.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Yeah.
Amen.
And let's see.
Amen.
There's one more song on there that's real nice, too. Lynn Brown. You heard of Lynn Brown, the same with the Free Spirit?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. She's doing a duet with me. And it's real nice. It's kind of on a little contemporary side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I made most of the song church hand clapping, church choir.
That's music. Right. That's right.
Yeah. And because I didn't know to give the album a title, I didn't know what to call the album. So the Lord spoke to me one morning and said, just say, going to church. I said, that sounds good. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. That's exactly what, yeah.
Yeah, and it's real to have him take you to church.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Yep.
Yeah. And I thank God for that, how he inspired me to title the album Going to Church. And I thank God for the song, how he'll use me. Because I've been singing on this earth for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. And one of my classic songs is not on the album. It's called You've Been Good to Me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I got nominated for the Grammy.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My brother, God has really blessed you, and we are really so thankful to have had this time with you to just sort of just pick your brain and give an opportunity for the listeners to know exactly why this project is so just, I talk about it so often. So as we wrap up, tell the listeners where they can get the CD project Going to Church.
Going to Church, you can get it with CD Baby, Spotify, and all those little things that you do. What you call it? Well, mostly CD Baby.
Yeah, CD Baby, but Amazon Music, those
Amazon outlets. Yeah, that one I'm talking about. Yeah, and all those places you can get it. And the one thing I want to leave with the people: continue to trust in God, because He'll open doors, He'll shut doors, He'll make a way out of no way. And you look for God to come through the front door, and He'll come through the window. Am I right?
There it is.
Yes, he will. He'll come through the back door, you know. God will open doors for him, but you got to continue to trust him. I know we're living in a time where people have almost gave up on God. There's people who have gave up on God. Said, well, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, this pandemic going on, this COVID going on. God is still on the throne.
Amen.
God is still in the blessing business.
Yes, he is, because
he opened doors for me. And realize that the song I sing, He is coming back.
Yes, He is.
He is coming back. So get ready. Get ready. Get your family ready. Get everybody ready. Let them know He's coming back.
All right. There it is. You get the last word, my brother, my fraternity brother, Blue Phi brother, yes. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity brother. Holding up the bloodstained banner for Jesus Christ, the Reverend Lawrence Thomason. Thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
God bless you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.